Why'd Paul say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why should we not be ashamed of preaching the cross and the shame of the cross today? I'll tell you why. Because Jesus told us to. He told Paul to. He told me to. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Paul wasn't so concerned about the end result of his message. It wasn't up to Paul to determine how the message would be received or rejected. It's not up to me today to decide whether anybody receives or rejects the gospel. The object of the whole thing is preach Christ, preach the cross, leave the message in God's hands, and God will take care of it. God will produce by His power people with a faith in Jesus Christ that will not waver. It won't rest on some man-made system of miracles or some wisdom of some guru somewhere, but on the power of God. God help us, church, today. God help every preacher today to do the same thing Paul did. Stand boldly and say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, and everyone else in the world from that day to this, until Jesus comes again. So what do we want, church? Popularity? Public favor? Or do we want power with God? If we want power with God, it has to come through the gospel. Nothing more. Nothing less.
Welcome to Sharon Baptist Church. Today's message by Pastor James Strickland is entitled Popularity or Spirituality. We live in a world where the church has changed. Many churches all over the world, they have chosen to be just like the world. They now need extra sound effects, laser beams, giant props, provocative dancing, inappropriate dress, louder music, way more repetition, way more repetition, way more comedy, way more laughs, oohs, ahs, inspirational, feel good, leave out the tough parts of the message and just give them what they want. More of the world, 12 steps to happiness, 12 steps to financial success, 7 steps to your best life now, 5 steps to more self-esteem. It's gone from all about God to all about you, the exact opposite of what the Bible they claim to speak from says to do. Did they even read it? Sometimes I wonder. But all they have to do is get louder and more passionate and then add some background sounds and dance around on the stage and leave the words off the end of almost every single passionate sentence that they... And then follow it up with some teasing. Y'all don't hear me? Y'all don't hear me? Notice the me. Notice the me. Notice the I. You know, if you want to count them up, there's lots of them. Listen for them. Listen for the in these so-called sermons. How many of these sermons, we'll say, consist of you, I, and me, and how very little of the Bible is in it? It's a whole lot of sizzle, but not really a lot of steak. A whole lot of fluff, but not really any word of God. Faith comes by hearing. And what's the rest of the verse? Do you know? Because that's often left off. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Do you want to hear God speak to you? Read your Bible. Listen to this one. It's not popular, but let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or worship idols, or commit adultery, or male prostitutes, or practice homosexuality, or thieves, or are greedy people, or drunkards, or abusive, or cheat people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you, verse 11, were once like that, but you were cleansed, you were made holy, you were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. No, it's not popular. You probably won't even hear that in most churches nowadays. Not very popular. Definitely spiritually sound doctrine straight from the pages of the Bible. You can read it for yourselves. But most people don't. They let themselves be spoon-fed by the motivational speaker with the most cool stuff to do and the better feel-good message and the awesome entertainment. Listen closely today as James Strickland preaches this sermon entitled Popularity or spirituality. By the way, you can find out more about us here at Sharon Baptist Church on our website, or even re-listen to this broadcast right on the website, SharonBaptistConcord.com. Or you can check us out on Facebook, Sharon Baptist Concord. Here's Pastor James Strickland.
You know, there never was a time when we were not on his mind while he was on the cross, to be sure. But even today, we're still on his mind. What my question is he on our mind? He should be, shouldn't he? He ought to be on our minds every day too, shouldn't he? Which is more important, popularity or spirituality? Now we know the answer to that. But Paul's going to define that for us in the passage we're looking at together tonight. It's a very familiar verse. If you'll look in your scriptures, the book of Romans, chapter number 1, verse number 16. Just one verse here, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And I'm going to preach about the question, popularity or spirituality? And let's see what Paul has to say about it through the Holy Spirit. Romans 1:16, Paul says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Beloved, there's a ancient lie that was told many years ago that's come to light again in our day, in our age. It's probably one of the greatest lies that are being told from pulpits today. And the lie is this, that the success of Christianity depends on how popular it is, and the kingdom of God and the glory of God advances on the back of public favor. What a lie. But it's being perpetrated every day that we live. Christians have worked hard to place themselves in places of power and places of influence in our culture, in social realms, in political realms, and also religious life as well. And when they get the exposure, many of them won't, they present a designer gospel which removes all the offense of the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they invite people into the kingdom along an easy path. They do away with all the hard stuff like self-sacrifice and self-denial and cross-bearing. The modern thought, we can present our message more effectively from lofty places, perches, if you will, of culture, power, and influence. And when we get everybody's attention, then we can present the gospel and lead many more people to Jesus Christ by taking the sting out of the gospel message, making it user-friendly. Local pastors are the first ones who are being seduced by this lie today. They're the ones beginning to use this designer gospel, carefully tweaking, if you will, to overcome consumer resistance. They plan church services to look like the world, feel like the world, sound like the world, and even smell like the world. They do this to remove, you see, the sinner's resistance and to lead them down an easy path into the kingdom, they say. They rationalize, if they like us, then they'll like Jesus. What a lie. This may work superficially for some people for a while, but if it does, they have to compromise the real gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This, beloved, listen, I'm unwilling to do. I'm in pretty good company, don't you think? The Apostle Paul feels the same way. What about you? How do you feel about it? God's kingdom does not advance by human cleverness, nor because we have gained positions of power or influence in society, and even no thanks to the media coverage that they want to give from time to time. Popularity or opinion polls don't count. God's kingdom does not advance on the back of public favor. It advances by the power of God alone, in spite of public hostility. Paul explains this clearly in Romans 1:16. I just read you a few moments ago. The question to us as a church and the question to us as individuals is this: do we want the public's favor or do we want God's favor? That's the question. We need to see what Paul had to say and consider it seriously today. There's three or four things I want to share with you. First of all, look at, please, with me, Paul's ministry. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Now, what is the gospel of Christ? There's only one gospel of Christ. It involves the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel," he's focusing his attention on the cross. "I'm not ashamed of the cross," he said. The cross was a topic of shame to the Jews, because you see, the Jews were always insisting, "Jesus, show us a sign. Give us a good sign that we can really know and believe that you really are the Son of God, that you really are the Messiah, that you really are the Master that you say that you are." Well, the Greeks looked at the cross also as a shame. The Greeks were about the intellect. And to the Greeks, Paul's ministry would just be foolish. Foolishness. Well, then to the Romans. The cross, to the Romans, they had been using crucifixion for a long time. They'd saved crucifixion for the most low-life criminals that they executed. And so the cross was a shame to the Romans. A cross was a shame to the Greeks. The cross was a shame to the Jews. All of them were unwilling to accept that God would reduce Himself to such a shame as crucifixion on a cross and die for sinners. Well, Paul tried to reason with the Greeks on Mars Hill, you remember? He said, "You're worshiping a God you don't even know. You're ignorantly worshiping." And they wouldn't have any part of the cross. The Jews wouldn't have any part of the cross. They thought it was ignorance and shame. Romans reserved the cross for criminals, so they couldn't believe Jesus was the Messiah. Foolishness to them. So you see, Paul's ministry was a lot more difficult in his day than our ministry is in our day. But don't misunderstand. The world today still looks at the gospel. The world today still looks at the cross just like the Jews did, just like the Greeks did, and just like the Romans did. It's a thing of ignorance and foolishness and shame. Sound like today to you? You don't have to look very far, and you can see this all over our nation today. And our nation professes to be a predominantly Christian nation. It was at one time. I'm not so sure today. What about you? We're repeating, you see, today the same thing in history all over again. So, beloved, listen, don't expect the gospel of Jesus Christ to be popular today. It was even more unpopular in Paul's day. Yet, look at this. Paul just ministered to the people regardless of public opinion, and so must we. Amen? So Paul's ministry should be like ours, or ours should be like his. But then what was Paul's message? What message did he say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God"? God only has one gospel. Never has had but one gospel. Death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, and His soon coming again. Paul wrote on another occasion, "If anyone, even an angel, attempts to preach unto you any other gospel other than the one that I've delivered unto you," he said, "let them be accursed. Let them be cut off from God." It's crude to say this, but I'm going to say it nonetheless. It literally means let them die and go to hell. That's exactly what it means. Paul said, if anybody tries to preach another gospel, let them die. Now, that's strong language for today, isn't it? Sounds too harsh for most people to hear today. Sounds cruel. It sounds extreme for the modern-day preacher of a contemporary church to accept this. Yet, this is what God said. This is what God said. Well, that's why a lot of modern-day preachers are trying to get a new gospel to introduce to the people, something that will appeal to the public, yet be popular with everyone. It has to be an easy believism, dressing up the gospel today with casual dress, rock music, loose living, and cross dishonoring. That's what you're seeing today. Where has the old-time gospel preaching and preachers gone? What's happened? Like the Pauls of the old time. Have we become ashamed of Christ today? Have we become ashamed of the gospel today? Remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven and His holy angels. That's some we should consider that very seriously, shouldn't we? Indeed, we should. Well, Paul had a message. Paul had a ministry. But Paul talked about the manifestation of God here in this verse. He said this gospel of Christ is the power of God. The Jew just couldn't accept the fact that God would come like Jesus did. And they just couldn't accept the fact that He would go to a rugged cross and shed His blood and die. They just couldn't accept that God would lower Himself, reduce Himself to this low. That was not intellectual enough, you see, for the Greeks. That was just complete ignorance to them. Foolishness to the Romans, indeed it was. And it's the same way today. The preaching of the cross today, to some people, a lot of people, is ignorance and foolishness. If you don't believe it, try to talk to some folks about the cross today and see what kind of answers that you get. Yet, the gospel message today is the same message that it was in Paul's day. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, it says. If you stop and look at Jesus on the cross, that is the most powerful demonstration of the love of God and the power of God that this world has ever seen. And it's not worthless. It's not ignorance. It's not foolishness. It was God reaching down to lost, fallen, sinful man, sinners. If you really want to know how much God loves you, look at the cross. You've got to look at the cross. You can't understand God's love in depth to you anywhere else except on the cross. And look at the cross, and God said, I love you this much. And He stretched out His arms and He died. That's the ultimate demonstration of God's power. Paul preached it, and so will I, as long as I live. No matter how popular or unpopular it may be with man, it is popular with God. Now, Paul's meaning of all he said in Romans 1:16, it was the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. It's the power of God for salvation. Paul tried to get it across to the Jews. He tried to get it across to the Greeks, and he tried to get it across to the Romans. His duty was only one: deliver the message of salvation to everyone he came into contact with. Now today, you hear things like this, I'm sure that you do, concerning Christians today. We're a bunch of ignorant, overbearing, biphobes, all kind of phobias you imagine. That's the way the world looks at us today, just like it did in Paul's day. Listen, God has no other plan for the salvation of a lost soul other than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God doesn't have a plan B. God doesn't have to back up and retreat and regroup and think something else to bring to us. Listen, the gospel's still not popular today, but it's still spiritual. It's still the most needful thing this world has need of today. It's still God's only way to save the lost. So any day, any modern, perverted version of the gospel is being perceived by anyone other than the true gospel, it's a lie. It's just a lie. It'll bring a life ending in tragedy and loss. That's why Paul said, I don't shy away from the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ either. It's getting tougher by the day to share Jesus Christ with people. It's getting harder for preachers to stand and be bold, not be job scared and worried about this and worried about that. Just stand and say what God has to say. It's clear. I'm not looking for a popular pulpit. I'm looking for one that's got power with it. The power of God unto salvation. I'm not looking for a position of influence anywhere in our culture. Paul didn't try to advance the gospel in his day on the back of public favor. And listen to me carefully, we can't do it either. It didn't work in Paul's day. It does not work today. We preach the shame of the cross. Why did I do that? Why did Paul say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why should we not be ashamed of preaching the cross and the shame of the cross today? I'll tell you why. Because Jesus told us to. He told Paul to. He told me to. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Paul wasn't so concerned about the end result of his message. It wasn't up to Paul to determine how the message would be received or rejected. It's not up to me today to decide whether anybody receives or rejects the gospel. The object of the whole thing is preach Christ, preach the cross, leave the message in God's hands, and God will take care of it. God will produce by His power people with a faith in Jesus Christ that will not waver. It won't rest on some man-made system of miracles or some wisdom of some guru somewhere, but on the power of God. God help us, church, today. God help every preacher today to do the same thing Paul did. Stand boldly and say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's a power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, and everyone else in the world from that day to this, until Jesus comes again. So what do we want, church? Popularity? Public favor? Or do we want power with God? If we want power with God, it has to come through the gospel. Nothing more, nothing less. That's where we stand. That's where we've got to stand, because it's going to take a stand in the next while, because we're going to be bombarded like Paul. We're already being called ignorant, foolish people. You know what Paul said? I'll be a fool for Christ anytime. So will I, won't you? Let's stand fast, stand true, stand for the gospel, stand up among all odds, and not be ashamed. Let's stand together. And Lord Jesus, help us. We're going to need, Lord, your power in the church in the days and years to come. Lord Jesus, we're going to need your power in our individual lives to take a stand in days and weeks and years to come. Because we're facing and we're beginning to face more opposition. And the gospel is getting more unpopular every day. But Lord Jesus, help us not to ever take the shame or the sting out of the gospel. People do not and cannot come to you any way they want to. They have to come by the way of the cross, or they'll never get home. Heavenly Father, help us as a church. Help us as pastors to be faithful until we see you face to face, would be our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. That was Pastor James Strickland at Sharon Baptist Church. We are located at 2628 Shady Lane Avenue, right here in the Concord, Kannapolis area. Our Sunday morning service is at 10:45. Youth meeting Sundays at 5 p.m. and Wednesday night services at 7 p.m. You can get directions, watch videos, listen to audio, and check out our upcoming events like our 71st homecoming on September 19th, followed by a good old-fashioned revival that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the 20th through the 22nd. Maybe longer. We'll see. Everyone is invited. If you've been searching for a good home church, a church that is going to do its best to fill your life with biblical, spiritual, important things, not the latest trend, meaningless entertainment, how to continue in your sins. No! A church is supposed to be headed by a pastor, a shepherd, someone that you can follow, that will lead you, pull you, and help you find what you're missing. A real joy, a real peace, a patience that you've never had, love, more kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. But those aren't popular to most people. To God, yes, but looks, money, glamour, success, bigger houses, nicer cars, name recognition. Now that's worldly popularity. But the Bible says in 1 John 2:15 through 17, in the New Living Translation, it says, do not love this world. Do not love this world or the things that this world offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers you only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and a pride in our achievement and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. So what are you going to choose? Popularity or spirituality? The world or God? The time to choose is now. No one is guaranteed tomorrow. This is a matter of life and death. If you need help, SharonBaptistConcord.com or find us on Facebook, Sharon Baptist Concord. If you'd like to come join us, our service is 10:45 on Sundays. That's tomorrow. Youth is at 5 p.m. on Sunday nights, and we have our Wednesday night service at 7 p.m. SharonBaptistConcord.com. God bless you.